Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Emmy Award-winning news reporter Peter Nolan has a book out called News Stories, a Memoir, and Peter was a fixture at NBC 5 News and CBS 2 News up until 1986. He also spent years doing commentary for NBC 5 on the 10 o'clock news, and it's good to say hello to you again, Peter. How you doing during this pandemic?
Well, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm alive, and I'm old.
You sound
and
good.
I guess I'm vulnerable, but I feel pretty good. You know, I haven't been up this early since Wally Phillips, I think.
it's pretty looking outside. Too bad you don't feel better when you're out and up this early. You started in your home state of New York, but you quickly became a true Chicagoan. We think of you as a native.
I did get that. You have an accent that's kind of, I was from Buffalo, but I think all of these Great Lakes cities, Cleveland, Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago, we all kind of talk the same. So a lot of people used to say, they thought I was from Chicago, but I kind of adopted Chicago, but I still love Buffalo, too. I get back there once in a while. I got back there to do a book signing party last year, so still keep in touch with people I grew up with there.
Well, we adopted you here in Chicago, and I've been having fun going through this book. Of course, for me, starting out when I was a kid as an NBC page here in Chicago, I'm going through all of these names like Charles McCune and Ted Elbert, a lot of behind-the-scenes people that I remember fondly. And basically, what'd you do? You went through like 25 years of your scripts to come up with this book?
I did. You know, I actually, most of the scripts that I had, that I saved, were from Chicago. And I wish that I had saved scripts that I wrote in Youngstown, Ohio, where I worked and where I started out, which was in Niagara Falls. But I didn't. For some reason, in Chicago, we used to use those old carbon copy 5 books we used to type on typewriters. And so there were a lot of extra copies. So I saved scripts. And I was able to refer to them when I was writing the book.
Yeah, you were always a great storyteller. One of my favorite stories in the book, and give us the short version of it if you can, regarding the mystery of Al Capone's vault.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can do that. Well, they sent me over. I was sent over there a couple of times when they'd have an anniversary of something to do with Capone. She had headquartered in that hotel, and I forgot the name of it now.
The Lexington
Hotel, Michigan, and they had an underground tunnel. And anyway, I went over there a couple times, and it had become at one time I think it was a brothel, and then it was abandoned, and there were homeless people living in there, and we went down and shot the vault down there. We couldn't even get down there, I think. And there was a watchman or somebody said, there's nothing down there. The thing we had, but he said the vault had been open. Well, anyway, we know Geraldo went there years later and had this great, I think it was on WGN, too.
Yep.
They had this great opening of the vault. Now, how the thing got locked again, I don't know, but he opened it, and there was just a couple of beer bottles or something like that in there. And
you knew that.
He had egg on his face, but I kind of knew that. I said, hey, what? And the show got tremendous ratings. It was one of the top-rated shows at the time.
Yep. You write in the book about people who are famous, infamous, not so famous. One of the great characters you write about, and I got to meet him a couple of times, the mayor of Rosemont, Donald Stevens. He was quite a character, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And he had gotten indicted a couple of times and was not convicted. I can't remember if there was a mistrial or, but he was always kind of a suspect of things. And I felt that he was, and I think I write about it in the book, that he might have been an FBI informant. But he was quite a character, though, you know, and he really built Rosemont. I think maybe one of his sons is still running the place.
Yep.
Or is the mayor, and maybe a nephew is the chief of police. Mm-hmm. But he built quite a place there, Rosemont.
The mayoral election you covered, where we had such racist, tones to it. I remember the Epton before it's too late slogan. Take us back to that campaign a little bit, Peter.
Well, that was my first book. It was called Campaign! The 1983 election that rocked Chicago. And it was quite a campaign. It was kind of the last campaign that I covered, and I knew I wanted to write about it. You had Mayor Jane Byrne, who was incumbent, first woman mayor of Chicago, and she was a great character. And then she was in a primary election with Richard M. Daley, the mayor's son, who later became the mayor. And then a third candidate was Harold Washington, a congressman. And they duked it out pretty good. And then Harold won the primary, which was kind of tantamount to being elected mayor. Mm-hmm. We had the two-party thing at the time. Now they have it's a runoff thing. It's a nonpartisan primary. But at any rate, then the Republican was a guy named Bernie Epton, and he was the white guy. So it was kind of, I don't think that it was quite as racist as the media, everybody wanted it to be, but it kind of looked that way because a Republican didn't win these things, but he just lost by a hair. Mm-hmm. Bernie Epton, and he wasn't a racist or anything. But they put that thing that came up with that line, Epton before it's too late. That scared a lot of people.
Yeah, what was that supposed to mean?
What the heck was all about?
And Peter, when you watch the news now on television, what do you think?
Well, I think it's they've got too much of this 24/7 news. That's the cable. We didn't have much cable when I was still working. I think it was just kind of in its infancy. But I think they have too much time to fill, too much analysis they do. And I'd rather just tell me what happened. Tell me what the mayor or the president said, or and I'll do my own analysis.
Well, yeah, that's the idea behind what this company is doing starting in September with News Nation, 2 hours every night in prime time coming from Chicago. And to quote Jack Webb, just the facts. So that'll be interesting to watch. And guys like you will like it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'll watch that. I think that's a terrific idea.
News Stories, a memoir by Peter Nolan. And can folks get this book everywhere still, Peter?
Yeah, is Amazon, all is Barnes and Noble. You can get it the Apple Store, all the regular places where you can get books.
Great stories in here, and in fact, on the back cover, there's a picture of Peter Nolan with Mayor Richard J. Daley at a city council meeting, where the mayor is actually thanking Peter for helping find JFK's sister. That's another great story in the book. A News Story is a Memoir, Peter Nolan. Peter, it's great to catch up with you. Glad you're doing well. And again, I enjoyed the book. What a fun read, especially for me being around some of those people when I was a punk kid at NBC.
And I remember seeing you in that gray uniform, the page.
Oh, yeah.
You were only 12 years old at the time, I think.
My page uniform. Yeah, we looked like doormen, didn't we?
Well,
listen, be well. Stay in touch, Peter. Great talking to you. All the best.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.